Proverbs 12:24 says, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." As we've pointed out a few times in the previous 240-plus daily devotionals, these proverbs are statements of general truths for daily living. When you see an exception, you note that it is an exception, which proves the rule being stated. But we also point out that they hold eternal absolutes for our learning as well. For example, in this present generation called millennials, statistics have shown that there is a much larger percentage of adult children living off of their parents and not working. When I compare some of these millennials to the slothful, I'm not talking about young adults who live at home while going to college or working full-time and they're single and they're simply doing what is financially wise or feasible. I mean that according to studies I've read, including stats from Pew Research released in 2020, more than 50% of young adults over the age of 18 and up to the age of 29 live with their parents. It's the largest number since the Great Depression 100 years ago. And you'll find plenty of articles in places like Huffington Post making excuses for this situation. And not all of those excuses are without merit, by the way. But a hard look will show the truth of our proverb, which again says, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." For example, many of these young people have lived at home and unemployed because they are hiding from the pandemic. And that's sad, because COVID rarely kills young people. It is a disease that kills those with serious comorbidities and or the elderly. And when you tell me about an exception, I'll remind you that your exception proves the rule. These kids have very little chance of dying of COVID. Another example, many of these kids have college degrees and they have huge student loans with interest hanging over their heads as well. And some of those kids may be in a legit jam as a result. But many of these young people sloughed their way through college to earn a useless degree in some major that has little employment potential to begin with. In other words, they're suffering consequences of their choices. Another example, many of these unemployed young people are jobless and live at home because they're not willing to make the leap into adulthood and move to where the work is. You get a degree in education, for example, you'll most likely have to go into the inner city or move in order to get a teaching job. If you won't do that, then you stay home with mommy. Those examples will suffice to show that while some of these kids are dealing with legit issues and hard times, the reason it's as bad as it's been since the Great Depression is because of a large number of what I call childish moochers, made up of the apathetic, the unskilled due to their lack of diligence to become skilled, and some downright lazy kids. Let's face it, the majority of this majority of millennials living at home and unemployed are also Christ-rejecting young people. Many of those are on dope, either doing pot and other street drugs or on psych meds. They're just strung out. And in nearly every case of the moochers and sloths, they're being served by parents who are enablers. Now, some of you may be already typing me an email to straighten me out on your own situation or that of your own child or grandchild, but I remind you, I have been clear that not all who live at home and are even unemployed at home are slothful. I'm not accusing anyone in particular. I'm simply laying out the reality, and if the shoe fits, then you may as well wear it and then pray about what you can do to change it. As Christians, we are to be diligent. We are to work hard, working as unto the Lord. And this proverb holds true in this life and the next, if we do. The text says, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule." As a believer, you work hard in this life, you're saved, and in the next life, Revelation 5:10 says that Jesus has redeemed us, quote, "and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth," end quote. Revelation 20 verse 6 also says, quote, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years, end quote. Be diligent and not slothful, and you will bear rule.